Once upon a time, a major European aristocracy implemented a tax. The action infuriated the subjects, who rose up, disguised themselves, raided the local distributor's supply of taxable merchandise, and destroyed it. At first hearing, this scenario sounds a little odd, but when you learn what the merchandise was, it gets even stranger. Their target was a popular morning beverage. As a result, war erupted between the subjects and the government, and when the citizens emerged as the victors, they banded together to form a new country. This young nation went on to become one of the most influential powers in the world, and forever looked back with pride on the day when it had made that raid and spoiled the drink. Just before this event, known as the Boston Tea Party, the British Parliament had issued a declaration. The statement claimed that the government had full power and authority to make laws and statutes of sufficient force and validity to bind the colonies. Put simply, the government was declaring that it had the power to control the colonies without their consent. The colonists, however, had already experienced a sense of liberty in their exploration of the great new world, and had begun to develop a deep appreciation for freedom. In the words of the Founding Fathers, they believed that all men are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. They recognized that, while governments are necessary for civilization, the individual is entitled to the freedom to exercise his rights, and that in a government where there is no representation, there is also no liberty. Thus, with this strong sense of liberty so fully impressed upon their minds, the colonists immediately recognized the outrageousness of the British Parliament's claim and reacted. But they did not just raid a ship and spoil the tea. They joined together against the tyrannical government and created their own free nation, the United States of America. Countless men and women devoted or even lost their lives to the defense of liberty during the founding of America, and many more have continued to do so until this day. Over 200 years later, the U.S. is encountering a worrisome problem. Fewer and fewer citizens are voting. For example, in the 2014 general elections, there was only a national voter participation rate of 36.7%. That means over 60% of Americans never turned in a ballot. Unfortunately, a lack of interest in the vote is not as irrational as it sounds. The time prior to Election Day now resembles a popularity contest. Candidates for important offices bicker and demean each other, spending vast amounts of time and effort finding ways to make the other guy look worse than themselves. The public media either coddles the nominee or it slanders him, and in many cases, those who work under the candidates know no shame in exploiting the loopholes of the law. Perhaps the worst problem, however, can be seen in many of the voters themselves. Voting has become merely a way for people to support their own personal agenda or ideology, if they vote at all. Decisions about candidates revolve around whether or not that one nominee said something offensive a few years ago, or whether the nominee's physical appearance is attractive. In other words, many of the voters of today lack a thorough understanding of the principles on which this nation was founded, including the very liberty that the colonists of the Boston Tea Party fought for. If voting is no longer a serious matter, why are Americans expected to continue to do it year after year? If the whole election process is a game, why would I even bother to vote? Because it is serious. My country, my faith, and my family teach me that it is my patriotic duty to vote. We are all beneficiaries of the principles on which our nation was founded, and have all profited from the sacrifices that made those ideals a reality. Instead of just taking, we need to accept our responsibility to defend, support, and spread these foundations. But not only is it important that we vote, it is important that I vote. In 2 years, my generation will be joining the ranks of American voters. But there is something that distinguishes me from many of my peers. I have been educated in the ideals on which this country was established, and have studied the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. I am aware of the sacrifices that countless men and women, from the Boston colonists to the military of today, have made before me in defense of those values. And lastly, the very fact that I'm giving this presentation today indicates that I know and have accepted that it is my responsibility to educate others about these foundations. My vote will reflect my understanding of the importance of these founding principles. That is why my vote matters.